Palace presents.
Hello, and welcome to our podcast mini-series, What's Next for the Future Battlefield? Brought to you by Talos. Today, we are going to be talking to Neil Marshall about the Talos Cobalt Mission Backbone, an interconnected system of technologies designed to empower the Canadian military to gather, process, and disseminate critical battlefield information faster than ever before. It is great to have you here. Before we begin, tell us a little bit about your background.
Yeah, thanks. So my name is Neil Marshall, and I'm the Director of Strategy for Defense and Security at Talos Canada. Prior to joining the Talos team, I served in the Signal Corps of the Canadian Army for 3 decades. I've had the opportunity to lead our fine Canadian soldiers in training and operations domestically and abroad, and I've always been a passionate advocate for improving the Army's command and control capabilities.
All right. To start off with, can you tell us briefly what Cobalt is and what it will do for Canadian soldiers and leaders?
Yeah, I'd love to. So what it really does is it's designed to allow commanders to make decisions faster and better by collaborating with allies, being interoperable with them, and really taking communications from the very tip of the spear at the vehicle and soldier level right back to an operational national headquarters. Keeping in mind the austere requirements and challenges that soldiers, you know, deployed tactically are faced with, and incorporating that into the way the network is designed.
Interesting. Can you paint a picture for us describing the challenges and conditions Canadian units could face on the modern battlefield? I mean, they have communication systems right now. Why do they need a system like Cobalt?
Yeah, so I think operations have always been very chaotic. What we've seen in current world events, that level of chaos has gotten far, far greater. And really what we're talking about is, an isolated soldier or vehicle crew needing to call on the resources that can come in limited amounts from anywhere in the battlefield. So let's say they've got a video that they're able to take with their cameras in their vehicle of an enemy that's doing something. That might be a huge amount of data that you have to move around. And you're working through tactical systems that although they're secure and they're reliable, they don't have the type of bandwidth in these austere conditions. So what do you need to do? Well, our theory is if you can put applications that reside right on that vehicle, that through artificial intelligence will help identify information about the target or reduce the amount of information that needs to be sent. So instead of maybe sending a raw feed through a tactical radio, what you can do is just send the information that is gleaned from the artificial intelligence that's sitting right on your sensor platform, which then will make it much easier to pass that information. It's that synchronization of that situational awareness right from that vehicle, right back to a decision maker, who then can pass that information off to, let's say, you know, we need some support from an American attack helicopter to deal with that threat. That information can be shared seamlessly all the way back through to the coalition, where that information can then lead to a decision, which for that vehicle on the ground is the difference between life and death. In the current context, that's done by voice. So I have to describe to you what I'm seeing. You then have to turn around and describe that to your higher headquarters and so on and so forth, maybe 5 layers. And so the amount of time that it takes to do that is incredible. And so what we want to do is speed that process up, right? And allow that decision-making to happen when it's still relevant. And we do that by making information sharing faster. And we do that by using a system like Cobalt.
Very cool. So what sets the Cobalt system apart from other technology on the market?
Yeah, so I think that in Talos, really, we are without ego. We have some great products, to be sure. But we also know that true innovation comes from small businesses. And we built Cobalt as a mechanism to provide the security, the access control, the data management, and the networking to allow these small businesses to focus on what is important to them, which is building world-changing applications. And we're proud of this relationships that we built over the years with small businesses, and we look forward to working with new ones as we continue to integrate more and more capabilities. And I think this approach is really what sets Cobalt apart. Our approach to this is, if you think a third-party product is better, as long as it meets interoperability standards that are internationally recognized, then it can be integrated onto our mission backbone, and we're happy to do that for all of our customers.
Interesting. Where does Cobalt fit in the North American defense market? Does it have any broader application?
Yeah, I think it's really been interesting that we found that. So when we first started, you know, we've been focusing on the unique Canadian land and joint command and control requirements as we launched our mission backbone. But we've quickly found that the applicability of our vision is just so much broader. So linking command nodes and sensors in a way that allows for interoperability and takes collaboration, security, and sort of that diminishing connectivity as you get to the pointy end of the spear, taking all of those things as the starting point, really has countless defense and security applications, and we're discovering new ones all the time. And there's an applications marketplace, and this applications marketplace is something that we're really proud of, where there's a ever-growing selection of applications and services that can come from third parties that we've pre-integrated into Cobalt because our fundamental approach to interoperability and our backbone is unique at Talos. You know, we really look forward to continuing to grow our market as we expand awareness of our capabilities.
All right. Has Talos demonstrated Cobalt for the Canadian military? And what is the next step in the program?
Yeah, so Talos launched our Cobalt mission network at the CANSEC defense show in June of this year. And, you know, we had a great opportunity there to not only talk to Army and Air Force personnel about our vision, but also to demonstrate some of our capabilities to them. And we were able to show how we enable interoperability by connecting and sharing situational awareness with another instance of Cobalt, which was located in Australia. But we were also able to show how our mission backbone could integrate third-party software to provide unlimited customization and the ability to create unique capabilities that aren't available anywhere else in the market. And it resonated so well that we were asked to provide a further demonstration to show some executive level decision makers in Canada what was in the realm of the possible for future defense networks. Talos's, you know, working mission backbone of today, the one that is working today, could be used to stimulate thought and conversations around, you know, what should future Canadian networks look like going forward. The Canadian Army is trying to leave its Cold War era command and control system that they've tried to evolve over time. And they're going to rectify this through a very deliberate digitization effort. And we're really excited to work with them as a partner in that.
Cool. That's really interesting. Neil, thanks so much for joining us on the podcast on talking about the Cobalt mission backbone.
Yeah, thank you very much for the opportunity to share a small part of Talos's view of what's next. And we're super excited to make Canadian warfighters more capable now and in the future.
All right. And to our listeners, please stay tuned for the next episode of our What's Next podcast, brought to you by Talos.